Today, the U.S. Supreme Court begins hearing arguments on four cases that will determine the fate of same-sex marriage in many states. Married same-sex couples in Washington state have nothing to worry about. That is, unless they plan to travel to a state that does not recognize same-sex marriage. What will the Supreme Court ruling mean? Well, Peter Nicholas is a professor of law at the University of Washington, and he told Marcy Silman that when the Supreme Court rules, they'll be answering two questions.
First, does a state have to let same-sex couples marry within that state? And then the alternative question is, if they don't have to let them marry within the state, do they nonetheless have to recognize same-sex marriages that have been performed in other states?
So they're looking at these two questions, but even though there are four cases, this will be one joint ruling?
That's correct. There'll only be one opinion that will be issued by the court. They're consolidating a number of decisions.
Same-sex couples in Washington state have had the right to marry legally since 2012. These rulings will not directly affect couples who have married here in Washington, right?
Not directly, but it could have an indirect effect on couples in the following couple of ways. First of all, if you have a couple who marries in Washington and either moves to a state that currently doesn't recognize same-sex marriage or is just traveling through there and something comes up like a accident or a death where the validity of the marriage somehow becomes relevant in litigation, that could matter to that couple, because if the court rules in favor of the same-sex couples in this case, then those states will have to recognize the Washington marriage, whereas right now they're refusing to do so. And second, if they have moved to those states, there are a handful of federal benefits, Social Security being one of them, where validity may turn not on where the marriage was performed, but where the couple lives at the time that they're seeking the benefits. And so it may not matter for many Washington couples, but it could matter for some.
If the justices vote against the position of the same-sex marriage advocates, what would that mean in states that have legalized same-sex marriage?
In states that have legalized it by legislative change, nothing would happen. So, for example, in Washington, same-sex marriage would continue to take place. There's an interesting and unsettled question of what would happen in the states that have already had court decisions, whether that could be relitigated or not.
Oh.
And it's not an entirely clear-cut question. The betting money is that, in part because the court has denied review in all of the cases where courts granted same-sex couples marriage rights, it would be quite chaotic for the court to rule against the same-sex couples. That's not to say it couldn't happen, but it seems unlikely at this point.
So you believe that they are going to come down on the side of same-sex marriage advocates?
Yeah, I mean, you never want to bet too much money on the Supreme Court, but if, you know, I would suspect it would be a very similar split to the DOMA decision from a couple of years ago, and so I think that you see a narrow 5-4 decision in favor of the right being sought.
What would that mean for marriage equality if that was the ruling?
Well, if that was the ruling, I think that marriage equality as such stops being litigated. Same-sex couples would then enjoy the right to marry anywhere in the country and have their relationships recognized throughout the country. What I think you'd see litigation turning to and legislation, and you've already started to see it, are these questions about faith-based exceptions that allow either public officials who officiate marriages or those who provide services to weddings, like photographers and bakers and those sorts of things, to have the right to refuse to participate. And I think that's where you're starting to see some of the focus move to, in part because I think both sides in this debate seem to think that it's likely the court is going to rule in favor of the right to same-sex marriage. So I think now the fight is moving to a somewhat different arena, which is, to what extent can people who have objections not basically participate in the process?
So, in other words, the fight will not be over.
I think the fight will continue. Same people, same fight, slightly different issues.
Just a last question. You're in a relationship, you have a child. What is it like for you to watch this issue go to the Supreme Court?
Oh, it's fascinating. You know, I mean, I think that I've enjoyed being in Washington and having a state that's kind of done it the legislative way. You know, I feel very good about that, but I will feel a lot better if the Supreme Court rules the way it does, because it just makes one less concerned about traveling to states where a legal issue might come up. Now, to be honest, in my own case, as a lawyer, I've so spent time lawyering up, if you will, and getting enough alternative documents written that it should never be an issue. But that's expensive, and not everybody can afford that. So for me, it's more thinking about people who can't afford to do that and allowing their marriages to be recognized, you know, the same way that other couples' marriages are recognized without going through a lot of rigmarole.
Peter Dikelis, professor of law at the University of Washington, speaking with KUOW's Marcy Silman about the Supreme Court ruling on four cases that will determine the fate of same-sex marriage in many states.